When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to the Junks. It's Bish and EB this week on The Fan, on Team 980, on 910 The Fan in Richmond. If you want to watch us, we're on the Monumental Sports Network. All brought to you by our great friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company, the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com. Join their team. We're going to talk to Coach Carberry next hour. Of course, Mayor Bowser, because that RFK news that came out yesterday is kind of big. We also want to remind people that the holiday show is Friday. We are going to be doing our show from the sports book at MGM. Please come out and hang out.
Yeah, I mean, why not celebrate the
Day off,
the end of 2024 with your boys, with the Junks.
Yes. I was looking at the power rankings for Pete Prisco on CBS Sports, and I'm not sure when he released them. Sometime, maybe it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. So he's got the Chiefs one.
Oh, he's got the Chiefs one. Because ESPN has the Eagles one.
Yeah, this is Prisco. It's our boy Prisco. He's got the Chiefs one. He's got the Eagles two. He's got the Bills three and the Lions four. Okay, mm-hmm. So yeah, you can't gripe with that. He's got the Commanders 10, just ahead of the Rams.
It's the same thing the ESPN one has.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of basing it on record because the Commanders have one more win. But the thing about this is, I would put the Rams and the Bucks ahead of Washington myself if I was doing my own power rankings. I would put the Buccaneers ahead of Washington. First of all, they beat them head-to-head, but the Bucks also beat the Lions and the Eagles. All right, mm-hmm. Two huge signature wins. They also beat the Chargers.
And what's their record?
They're one win less, so they're 8-6.
They're 8-6, yeah.
And the Rams,
they're dangerous.
The Rams have beaten the Bills and the Lions. I mean, sorry, the Bills and the Vikings. Mm-hmm. All right, so you're talking about the Bucs and Rams beating four of the best teams in the league, if not the best teams in the league.
Mm-hmm.
So I would put them slightly ahead of Washington. I'm not going to gripe about it, but if I would think Washington, especially the way they barely beat the Saints, I would have dipped them below the Rams and Bucs. But, again, a lot of it will depend on what happens the next couple weeks.
We need a signature win.
We
don't have a signature win. The one I enjoyed the most probably was the Bengals win,
mm-hmm.
but they've just been disappointing the season on the whole, despite Burrow's amazing season.
Yes. Also, another story that came out yesterday, we were talking about the rumors that Michael Vick was talking to Sacramento State,
mm-hmm.
and Sacramento State had a bunch of money going to NIL. It turned out to be false.
Hmm.
He is not taking the Sacramento State job. He's taking the Norfolk State job.
This makes way more sense. It's down the road. It's where he's from.
Yes.
Why wouldn't you do that?
And Pete Thamel of ESPN confirmed it yesterday that they were finalizing a deal with Vic. Norfolk State officials declined to comment specifically on the contract and what they're talking about in terms of years. So they would not release a statement yet, but it's going to happen. He's 44. He told the Sacramento State officials he's not interested, and he's going to go to Norfolk. It's near his hometown of Newport Beach or Newport News.
I wonder. Like,
they were 4-8 last year. They fired their coach. They haven't been to the FCS playoffs, I think, since 2011.
Mike Marr, you're 25 years old. First of all, do you have a file on Mike Vick?
Oh, yeah.
You do. So you know his exploits. You know his abilities. You know what he did in college and early on in the pros.
For sure, yeah. So my first recollection of watching NFL was when he was on the Falcons.
Okay, so you remember Vick. And you know about all the dog stuff and everything. And you realize how he was literally enemy number one here.
Yeah.
Like,
people have just kind of forgiven him.
They've forgiven him.
Yeah.
And I believe in forgiveness. It's fine. It's just wild.
Yes.
It's wild.
Well, now he's going
to
be a head coach of a college. Now it's FCS, and there aren't huge expectations, but, especially since they've been bad the last few years. But he's never coached before.
Right.
Can Michael Vick get some of these kids from Southern Virginia to buy in?
I'm sure. I'm sure you have a little of the Dion factor.
I would think. Yeah, I would think.
I will say that when I've seen Vick on some of these pregame shows or whatever, I think we've even had him on our radio show a few times. He's been good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been kind of impressed with him.
Yeah.
So maybe, he's obviously not the showman that Dion is, but I do think that some of these schools are looking for that, some of that magic from an ex-player and what the kind of talent they might be able to bring in.
When my oldest daughter was a senior down at Tech, she was hanging out, they were just walking down Main Street. Main Street's the main, street with all the bars and restaurants there in Blacksburg. And there's a place called Sharky's. It's a very popular bar.
Mm-hmm.
And she and her friends saw Michael Vick walking down the street. It might have been for homecoming that year, so they brought him back for that. And it was another player, I think it was Kevin Jones. Anyway, they wanted a picture with Michael Vick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like my daughter knows who Michael Vick is, but a bunch of the guys that were there saying, Michael Vick, can we take a picture? So they took a picture with Michael Vick. He was hammered.
He was?
Oh, he was hammered. And he did not want to be in the picture.
Have the picture? Send me the pic. I want to see it. Can you tell he's hammered?
It's in my phone. No, you can't tell he's hammered. You just tell he didn't want to be bothered.
Yeah.
He doesn't look happy to be in the picture.
Right.
Well, he took it. It was fine. But Michael Vick's going to Norfolk. So a few other NFL notes regarding quarterbacks. We've been hammering the Cousins-Penix deal, so we'll see how that works out for Atlanta. The Titans have seen enough of Will Levis. They're going to bench him for Week 16. He was awful this past week. Mm. He threw 3 picks. I believe he only completed about 7 passes, and they threw Mason Rudolph in there to replace Will Levis. They lost that game 37-27. I believe they turned the ball over 6 times in that game. 3 of them, of course, was his.
I do want to revisit the argument that we had yesterday. Valdez, I don't know if you want to chime in on this or Drabby, where I'm arguing for Lamar to win MVP. And I'm not sure who it was, but they were like, Josh Allen, if the Bills don't have Josh Allen, they're nothing. Well, I would argue if the Ravens don't have Lamar, they're the Titans, right? Like, they had Derrick Henry, and they were.
I think that's a fair argument.
Yeah. So,
well, clearly they wouldn't be nearly as good, but they also Titans were good for a long time. I mean, Titans.
Right, but I mean the previous year without a quarterback, without even Tannehill, they were pretty mediocre. Got their coach fired, and they had Derrick Henry.
Both are very good this year, but I just find it very weird that it's already been given to him with 3 weeks left.
For Josh Allen?
Yeah.
I wouldn't give it to him. I just think it's crazy. But I don't think it has, just because it's gone to teams that have had the best record, doesn't mean they're giving it to the right person, in my opinion.
Well, let's see. I mean, the season's not over yet.
Yeah. We'll see.
That's part of it, is that they're parading him around as if it's, like, Dan Orlovsky already called it.
Yeah, I know.
They asked, I think on NFL Network, I don't know who it was, but they asked, like, Stephon Diggs, what do you think about Josh Allen winning the MVP? Like, it's already.
What did he say?
Oh, I didn't listen to the clip. Oh, but,
okay.
But
well, maybe they're saying, what do you think about him potentially winning?
They didn't say potentially.
Yeah, but maybe that's what they're insinuating. I don't know.
But it just seems a little weird. There's,
to me,
like you said, there's a lot of
numbers are so crazy good. I don't know how he can't be the leader.
He's having a record-setting year.
I don't know how he can't be the leader. And Josh Allen's great. But Anyway, we were actually arguing about it on the golf course yesterday.
Neil Greenberg tweeted out that Josh Allen should not be an overwhelming favorite.
Did he?
Yeah, he like laid out the graph and said a lot can change over the next 3 weeks.
Yeah. See what happens the next few weeks.
I thought I wasn't paying attention. I thought Lamar was
They're both having great years.
Yeah.
The two things that I don't really understand, one is a lot of people saying, well, last year Lamar shouldn't have won the MVP last year. Josh Allen was kind of robbed of it last year.
So maybe that's why they're doing it.
What I don't understand is Josh Allen had a good year, but at the end of the year, he finished fifth in MVP voting. Mm-hmm. Dak Prescott was actually second in MVP voting. Christian McCaffrey was third. Brock Purdy was ahead of Josh Allen in MVP voting.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second thing I see is talking about, like, well, Josh Allen is doing this against really good teams, playoff teams. They beat the Chiefs. They beat the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Ravens played 10 teams that are in the playoffs over the course of their season this year. Mm-hmm. So it's not like the numbers that Lamar is putting up are against scrub teams.
No.
And even if you want to say the scrub team that they played last week, the Giants, they're a crappy team, but statistically, their pass defense is better than the Lions.
To me, it's just look at the touchdown to interception ratio alone is so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've never seen anything like that. Aaron at the pro level?
Aaron Rodgers said that, pointed to that same exact thing on McAfee.
Yesterday. 34-3 is insane. It's to me locks it up. Then you throw in the rushing.
He has the opportunity to beat the all time season QB the QB rank not ranking QB rating
QBR.
Yeah.
Well, his traditional quarterback rating, which is obviously a flawed statistic though, is 120.
Yeah. The regular QB rating. Now, he has the opportunity to surpass the all-time record for a season.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy the year he's having.
He's having a great year, no doubt.
Anyway,
but again,
I'm just arguing
Josh Allen's only thrown 5 picks, and he's got
25. And it's a great ratio.
No, but you're forgetting he's got 11 rushing touchdowns.
But the other guy's got 6 or 7 or 8, too.
Okay, no, but that's a lot.
Lamar has 3. Full,
yeah.
Lamar has 3 rushing
touchdowns. It's 3 or 4. They have the same number total touchdowns.
It's not even close. He's got 11 rushing touchdowns. You have to factor that in.
I would love to know
how many of those are 1 yard or less or 2 yards or less, too. I would like to know that. Out of Josh Allen's 11. Well, I'm just saying.
No, well, it's just the strength of his.
No, Josh Allen scrambles a lot. They're not 1 yard touchdown runs. He's not Jalen Hurts in it.
Yeah, they don't do tush pushers.
Yeah.
They're both having great years.
They're both
great.
They're both phenomenal. You can make a case for either one. The Bills have 3 losses. The Ravens have 5. That's a big part of it
right
now.
I've never seen a 34-3 touchdown interception ratio. I've just never seen that. It's insanely good.
Aaron Rodgers might have had a couple of those. I don't know if it was 34-3, but it was very
34-3?
Close.
34-3?
He had 3 interceptions in one season. I know.
Did he have 34?
Well, if that's the case, Josh Allen should thank Justin Tucker in his acceptance speech. If you're going to give it to Josh Allen based off of wins.
Yeah.
That's all. That's my only caveat. Give it to Josh, but make sure he thanks Justin Tucker.
But as a Ravens fan, you really shouldn't care about that. You should care about how they perform in the playoffs.
Oh, I care about the overall award. Yes.
But I find he's won MVPs before.
Hey, why does Valdez get to mock Commander fans for caring if Jaden wins Rookie of the Year, but he gets all sensitive if Lamar doesn't win MVP?
I'm just pointing out
he's
the statistics.
He's not the one bringing it up. I'm the one bringing it up.
Yeah. He's defending it.
Yeah.
I think there's arguments for both guys.
I just said Allen could win the MVP. It doesn't bother me.
I don't think Josh Allen should be
Go say Bo Nix deserves to win Rookie of the Year and watch the phone lines light up.
I don't think that Josh Allen should be the overwhelming favorite. I think it should be, you know, pretty even between Allen and Lamar, but I wouldn't have a problem with either one. But let me just say this. Allen's having a fantastic year. So is Lamar. Allen's having a fantastic year.
All right, so it looks like his best year was close. Yeah, I mean, very similar. Aaron Rodgers at 37-4. He's also had other really good ones, 26-4, 25-2, very low interception years, 38-5.
Mm-hmm.
This is right there with him, if not slightly better. See how it ends up.
And if Lamar had not won MVPs before and Josh Allen had, let's just say Josh Allen had two MVPs and Lamar had none. Well, Lamar might be the leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
Maybe they just want to spread the wealth a little bit. Real quick, Jameis Winston was benched. Not that that's a big deal. He's been terrible too. But I was just looking at some of the teams.
So they're going to start DTR?
DTR is going to start.
I like him.
I'm just looking at some of the teams that really need quarterbacks next year. Clearly the Giants are one. The Raiders are two. But, man, there are like six or seven teams that need quarterbacks, and this is not going to be a great class. You might get two guys drafted in the first round, maybe three. But if you think about it, I mean, the Jets need a quarterback. Okay?
Are they definitely moving on from Rodgers? That's 100%?
I mean, if they don't, they're stupid.
Doesn't he have a contract for another year?
He does, but eventually they need a quarterback. So maybe they draft a quarterback to sit behind Rodgers for a year.
Mm-hmm.
But don't you think they need a quarterback?
I mean, long-term, for sure.
The Browns need a quarterback, even though they got to pay that dumb for a couple more years. Okay? The Titans need a quarterback. Will Levis, sorry, you can't do it. That's three. I think the Colts need a quarterback. I'm not sure they're going to move on from Richardson, but he has completed 47% of his passes. That's dead last in the league. All right? You could argue with me on that. Maybe they give him another year, but I would probably look for a quarterback. That's four teams. All right. I already mentioned the Raiders, right? Giants. Cowboys aren't, I mean, obviously they got Dak, but he's been hurt, but his contract will be up in a couple of years. Carolina Panthers, what are they going to do? Are the Carolina Panthers going to go back with Bryce Young next year?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't know. You could argue they need a quarterback. So, I mean, there's like five or six teams that definitely need quarterbacks, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's why Teddy Bridgewater is considering coming back.
And you know what? Teams, at least one team will have Darnold. All right. So you won't have to draft that guy. You can just sign him to a free agent deal. Mm-hmm. But there are five to seven teams that need quarterbacks, in my opinion, next year. It'll be interesting to see what they do. All right. Let's take a break. When we come back, EB's entertainment page for the Junkies on the Fan. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.